Dr. Hendrik Verwoerd, who was killed by the Jews. I did videos about that. That's a secret in South Africa. But Dr. Hendrik Verwoerd, who was actually Dutch and he was our prime minister, Verwoerd, prior to his death, some years before his death, he asked a professor called Hoek, H-O-E-K, to do an investigation of the South African economy. Hoek came back and reported to him that 70% of South Africa's economy is owned by the Jewish mining company called Anglo American, which is owned by the Oppenheimer family in South Africa. And they still exist in South Africa now, and they still have Anglo American and their stuff. I'm not going to go into the Oppenheimers now, but they are still doing things. They are even buying up farms, and they are literally destroying white farmers in South Africa. But listen to this. I've noticed another thing about the Oppenheimers. For decades, the Oppenheimers have been the richest people in South Africa, these Jewish Oppenheimers. And in the last 2 years, I suddenly noticed that they are falling down the listings of the rich. And then they were like the second richest, and now they're not even listed anymore at all as even being among the richest people in South Africa. But they are still here. And I'm certain that what they are doing is they are moving and hiding all their wealth. And so you just don't see it listed. Because something that I discovered, here's something I uncovered a time ago, that whenever you see people listed as the richest in a country, the richest in the world, that is actually not factual. That is only true for people who own shares in public companies. It is only public companies and companies listed on stock exchanges that they give you that number for. So if they move all their money into private companies, you will never see them listed among the rich. And this must also be the explanation why the Rothschilds, who must surely be trillionaires, why the Rothschilds never make any of the world's richest. So, you know, the Jews must have maybe trillions, dozens of trillions, maybe hundreds of trillions of dollars hidden away, and I suspect, this is my guess, is that they've got like people who come out and who